Fox News. President Trump accusing Democrats of wanting a government shutdown to take the shine off tax reform, using Apple as the latest success story moments ago.
They're going to build a big campus. They're really going to town. So we want to thank Apple. $350 billion.
All right. Pretty good.
He just finished a speech at a Pennsylvania factory while the U.S. House takes up a short-term spending bill that may be doomed in the Senate. Fox's Jared Halpern, live on Capitol Hill.
And already Republicans and Democrats are blaming the other for threatening a government shutdown.
I think the public knows that the Congress of the United States has a Republican majority in the Senate, in the House, and in the White House.
House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi and other top Democrats will not support a spending bill without deportation protections for young immigrants brought to the country illegally as children.
The DACA issue does not face urgent deadlines until March.
But Senate Republican Leader Mitch McConnell does not yet have full support from Senate Republicans for the latest spending proposal to avoid a government shutdown tomorrow night. Lisa.
Thanks, Jared. Meantime, on Wall Street, the Dow down 95 points at the closing bell, retreating from new record highs, gaining some ground, though, from an earlier triple-digit sell-off today, still finishing over 26K. Prosecutors say 13 children endured horrific and prolonged abuse in their California home.
The parents would apparently buy food for themselves and not allow the children to eat it.
Riverside County DA Michael Hestron says punishments included frequent beatings, sometimes strangulation, in addition to being chained to furniture, and they were only allowed to shower once a year. The parents remain jailed on $9 million bail each due for their first court appearance today. Fox News, fair and balanced.
Are you paying too much for your Medicare Part D prescriptions? At Walgreens, that's a question you won't have to ask. As a preferred pharmacy with many plans nationwide, Walgreens offers copays as low as $0 on select plans. So switching your prescriptions to Walgreens will be worth the trip. Millions of people have Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy in their network, so you could be saving big. Switch your prescriptions and start saving today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. $0 copays apply to Tier 1 generics.
According to a recent survey, these are the top barriers to company growth. Finance takes too long to close the books, too slow to launch new products, hiring and keeping good people, systems not talking to each other. They should look at the number one business and financial system for growing companies, NetSuite from Oracle. NetSuite tracks and manages your revenue, cash flow, HR, inventory, projects, even e-commerce from a dashboard on your phone. Go to netsuite.com/radio to get your free guide called Crushing the Five Barriers to Growth. NetSuite.com/radio.
Member of the U.S. Marshals Service shot and killed in the line of duty, and two police officers were wounded. It happened early today as they tried to serve a warrant at a home in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Authorities say they were ambushed after handcuffing a woman wanted for making threats.
Preliminary indications from the investigation indicate that a male individual then exited the front of the residence, firing at law enforcement officers.
U.S. Attorney David Freed.
Gunfire was returned, and that male was killed.
The marshal died at a hospital, the two other officers wounded. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Flu is sweeping the country.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says it's been 13 years since the entire continental U.S. saw widespread flu activity. This season's outbreak forcing some California hospitals to set up triage tents, overwhelming hospitals here in Chicago, and killing at least 20 children.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. The CDC says influenza H3N2 has been the most common strain, and they're still urging people to get a flu shot. A popular New England brewery is looking for a buyer. Fox's Hillary Barsky.
As a result of the changing dynamics in the industry, Smutty Nose, New Hampshire's top craft brewing company, is looking to be snapped up, scheduled to be sold at bank auction in March. The sale includes the Smutty Nose brand, the facility on its historic farm in Hampton, and Hayseed Restaurant, located next to the brewery. Smutty Nose says the brewery is capable of producing 75,000 barrels a year. However, in the last year, it has been running at 50% capacity.
Still, the revenue is listed at more than $10 million a year. Recapping, Wall Street stocks finished lower after yesterday's big rally. The Dow down 97 points. The number still settling, but finishing above 26K still. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
Here is the latest in local news from St. George News. The leader of an alleged doomsday cult faces a new round of charges. Iron County prosecutors have charged 34-year-old Samuel Schaefer with two counts of sodomy of a child and obstruction of justice. Investigators say Schaefer and John Coulthard were both members of the group known as the Knights of the Crystal Blade. Court records show both men married each other's underage daughters. An ordinance banning new tobacco specialty stores was unanimously passed by the Washington City Council last week following some revisions. The ordinance, originally presented to the council during a June 2016 meeting, governs the regulation, licensure, and land use permitting the sales of electronic cigarettes and related products within the city, as well as prohibiting the establishment of any future tobacco specialty stores. Weather for the area, partly cloudy and 60 today. For St. George News Radio, I'm Carl Lamar.
Listen to the Kate Daly Show. Warning, may cause excessive shrugging, deep sighing, and eye rolling. The show starts now.
You say that the president was the one who requested the cognitive test, that it wasn't necessarily needed for someone of his age. Did he tell you why he wanted it done? You say that the president was the one who requested the cognitive test, that it wasn't necessarily needed for someone of his age. Did he tell you why he wanted it done?
What is your take of all the doctors and clinicians all across the country who have said that in this president they see symptoms of this, that, and the other?
Symptoms in what way?
Well, symptoms of dementia.
Do you keep a tally of how much golf the U.S. president plays?
Some of the president's friends have told reporters in the past that they think he's a germaphobe, that he washes his hands obsessively and is concerned about that. Have you seen any indication of that type of behavior?
Do you see any evidence of bone spurs, which the president said he suffered from? Is he limited to one scoop of ice cream now?
Does the president wear dentures?
He does not. The president has no partial or dentures of any kind.
You said he doesn't drink and he doesn't smoke, and other than the diet issue, did you address drug addiction?
Drug addiction?
I mean, any other drugs?
Yeah, no, he has no drug addiction.
Do you see any evidence of
nausea, vomiting, water weight gain, lower back pain, receding hairline, eczema, seborrheic psoriasis, itching, chafing clothing, liver spots, blood clots, ringworm, excessive body odor, uneven tire wear, pyorrhea, gonorrhea, diarrhea, halitosis, scoliosis, loss of bladder control, hammer toe, the shanks, low sperm count, warped floors, cluttered drawers, hunchback, heart attack, low resale value on...
Hi there. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. Wow.
Yep, that's pretty amazing.
Does he have bunions? Does he have dentures?
What worries me was that nobody asked if he picks his nose. I want to know that.
Does he get one scoop of ice cream or two? I couldn't believe that. That was a serious question posed by a serious reporter. Welcome. Welcome to the show. I've got Uncle Milty on. And those questions were so ridiculous and so over... I sat there just thinking, how do people ask these questions with a straight face? Does he have a bunion? Because that could keep him from his duties. I mean, it was just... they press so hard for mental instability. I know, but what exam did you give him? Did you give him the right exam?
Yeah. They should be ashamed to call themselves journalists.
Yeah, they should.
They really should.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Right. Does he have dentures?
You could get a better set of questions from a kindergarten class.
That's so true. What does he eat at snack? Does he take a nap? Seriously, wow. It would be better than what the questions in that White House briefing room. I couldn't even believe that.
And then they all basically almost called the admiral an outright liar on top of everything else.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, just...
Yeah. It was so over the top. Yeah. Anyway, so a lot to talk about in this hour, local hour. Let's go really local, shall we?
Okay.
Let's go extremely local.
I read this. That we talk often about local government and overstepping. Local government overstepping their bounds. Well, the city of Washington, city council, has passed an ordinance to not allow hamburger stands because they think hamburgers are bad
really?
For us. Yeah, hamburgers. Hamburgers are bad for us.
It is bad, though. I mean, hamburgers.
Yes, no, they're bad. And that's one of the problems, of course, with the president. He eats hamburgers.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it can add calories.
So the city council passed an ordinance. No more hamburgers. No more new hamburger stands.
Fries? Can you do fries? No.
Well, no hamburger stands.
Might as well just X the fries.
So I made a mistake.
Oh.
It's not about hamburgers yet.
Okay. Oh, okay.
This is about electronic tobacco.
Okay.
They've decided we're not allowed to have electronic tobacco in the city of Washington. But hamburgers are still okay, folks.
Oh, for right now?
Yeah. But eventually, they're going to get to the point where they feel they can dictate anything they want.
I think we're two steps away from a soda tax. I'm just going to say that the two convenience stores in Washington City are going to get hit hard because it's going to be pop plus $7.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, you know...
Why does a city council think they can outlaw electronic tobacco? Perfectly legal. They're legal products.
I have no idea.
Are they going to tell us what kind of tennis shoes we can wear someday, too?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. And the only thing I can think, okay, to try and just even reason out why you would invite more government in to our life for those running on limited government, and that's how they all got voted, is the fact that the report just came out, right? With skyrocketing teen figures on
electronic
smoking.
Okay.
We have a lot of parents that live in Washington City that are probably concerned about that issue.
Yes, they are.
I mean, valid point, right? You got a lot of kids doing this at school.
Take your kid's car away from them if you don't want them to smoke. That'll work.
The government should not be involved in this.
Not at all.
Ever. Never. There's never a good reason.
I'm not in favor of electronic cigarettes.
Me neither.
But I don't want the government dictating that.
Yeah.
Whether it's the federal or the city, especially the city. Who do they think they are?
Why don't they just outlaw cigarettes?
Well, they would if they could.
Well, why don't they? I mean... They could.
Electronic cigarettes are in the news right now. No, the new ordinance includes no new specialty tobacco stores, which includes cigarettes and cigars.
Right.
Okay, so about the only place you'll be able to get cigarettes then is a convenience store.
Yeah.
But who do they think they are?
You got me on that one because there's only one or two. I mean, I don't know what the city limit, the
city council.
The city limit on the other one is, but I know we have one. I'm just not quite sure about the other one.
Well, they think it's a big enough problem where they can just dictate.
Right. That's perfect.
I was flabbergasted when I read that.
I think a lot of people were, and it isn't because everybody wants to run in and buy electronic cigarettes. It was because why is government? That's the whole issue. Why is government telling us what you can and cannot have in your body, what you can do.
If we allow them to get away with this, every time they do something like this and we let them get away with it, the next time it's even something bigger and more powerful to the point where they will be dictating everything. And I don't want that in my life.
No, because a lot of people in New York said, oh yeah, that's good. Get those people drinking those sugary drinks because that'll screw them. I mean, it'll bring in bigger revenue and they won't drink as much and they won't be as fat. Can you imagine doing that in Utah? Pop is like, pop is the only thing we have.
Yeah, because you can't drink coffee, so you got to have 32 ounces of Coke at 6 a.m.
No, it's 105 ounces.
You know, I used to tease people when I worked at Maverick part-time. I'm sitting there sipping a cup of coffee at 6 a.m. and they're drinking 32 ounces of Coke and I'm puking watching them drink their Coke. And I said, why don't you just have a cup of coffee?
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Oh, no.
Well, we Mormons do not believe in drinking coffee and tea.
Yes.
Those hot drinks. And so I get it. But I get that we're against smoking, and I get that those things, but that has nothing to do with government.
Those are personal choices of faith.
Yes.
And the government has no business in it. None.
I, I'm without words. I couldn't believe it last night. I was shocked. I was going to put out something. And what's funny is on this show, if I talk about what the city council's doing, they all get a little...
They get upset.
Yeah, they all get a little ticked. And it's funny because then stop giving me stuff to talk about because this is ridiculous. There's no way around that. This is absolutely ridiculous. And the people need to speak out and say, I'm sorry, you've gone a little too far now. This that your boundaries were over here, and now you've jumped the shark. So go back. I don't know how all of you feel about this. 888-673-1450, 435-673-1450. But what somebody else does, if somebody else wants the freedom to smoke electronic cigarettes, I don't have a problem with that at all. I can only say what's right for myself, and the city council should feel the same way. They can not do that in their own life, but to pass an ordinance like that to make sure that a store can't come in that wants to sell it, then they're standing in the way of free enterprise. They're standing in the way, and they have no role or no. You can't do that. You can't pick and choose like that.
The city of Washington, Washington City, hires an attorney. He's called the Washington City Attorney.
Mm-hmm.
His name's Jeff Starkey.
Mm-hmm.
They pay him to make sure that the city does everything within law. He knows darn well that this is an unconstitutional ordinance.
Yeah, it has to be. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, I just was wondering how you feel about opening a porn shop.
Well, I mean, I don't know that you can... It's a tough one. I get it. But this isn't porn either. It's an electronic cigarette shop. I mean, I'm not quite sure. You know, that's an interesting question. Because as much as I don't want to see a porn shop, I don't know that government can always stand in the way of everything. I'm not quite sure they have the authority to do that. And people, I don't think, would patron one, maybe in Washington City, as much as somewhere else. But
that's not my question. My question is, how would you feel about it?
Yeah, I wouldn't like it.
Would you be as adamant about the city keeping that alone?
I wouldn't like it. I would not like it. I don't like electronic cigarette stores, but I don't want to see that.
I would be as adamant if it was a porn shop.
Thank you for the call. Yeah.
That's what he wants to know. Would you be complaining if they were making an ordinance against a porn shop? But you see, there's a situation, and what it's called is the definition. They have to define what is the community standard first.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Years ago, there was a pet store in town that was selling pornography in St. George.
Mm-hmm.
And the owner was not able to be convicted of the charges brought against them because the city could not define what the community standards were that were broken by selling pornography. So that was not what ended up being the charge. That's because the city never actually said that our community standards are proven to be this. It's the same thing with electronic cigarettes. They can say, well, most people in our community don't like it. But they have to be able to prove that that's the community standard. And if you've got 10% of the people in Washington City smoking electronic cigarettes, you can't prove that.
Right.
That's the issue. It's not about whether pornography is good, cigarettes are good. It's about what the government is allowed to do.
Yeah.
They've proven that pornography is against most community standards all across the country. Mm-hmm. They did that in the 1970s.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't proven that for tobacco yet or tobacco products.
Yeah, or alcohol.
Or alcohol.
A lot of the stores in my city sell alcohol. I mean, what are they? You know, that's a really weird line to draw, is it not?
And they bend that more and more because businesses coming in, they want growth.
Mm-hmm.
They won't bring in a certain restaurant unless they can have a bar.
Right.
So those things that didn't happen 25 years ago are happening now.
Mm-hmm.
So it works both ways.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. Absolutely. I get that. In fact, we'll talk more about it when we come back. Stay with us. It's a great question, and it makes you really analyze what you think. We'll be right back. We'll take your calls, 888-673-1450.
Having end-of-life discussions isn't easy, but what if this year became your last? Have you taken the steps to protect your family? Do you have an up-to-date will and trust? How about a power of attorney? Does your family even know your wishes? If not, attorney Sean Sullivan can help. Join the more than 2,000 families Sean has already helped. Make the decisions now that will protect your hard-earned money and save family relationships that may break if loved ones are left to make the decisions that you didn't. Schedule your complimentary consultation with Sean Sullivan at TrustYourTrust.com. That's TrustYourTrust.com.
You know the old saying about New Year's, out with the old, in with the new. I get it. Man, do I get it. I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress, and we've got so much new inventory, we need to move out the old. Seriously, we're so packed, I lost one of my managers last week. I know he's in the warehouse somewhere. We just can't find him. Anyway, shop now and save big with the lowest prices in town at our January clearance sale at Best Mattress, home of the 120-day guarantee. Sleep easy, friends.
Hey, Matt here from Nielsen RV. 2018 is here. It's a new year, and in most cases, a new you. And now time for a new RV. Make yourself a New Year's resolution to get the family out this year in a new RV from Nielsen RV. We have stocked up heavy on everything from tent trailers, toy haulers, to motorhomes, and are proud to announce our new product line, Grand Design, is here. Guys, if you haven't seen these trailers, you're missing out. And as always, our warranty forever included at no cost to you.
Nielsen RV on State Street in Hurricane, off the Bluff Street exit under the giant American flag at 341 East Sunland Drive, and at NielsenRV.com.
This is Kate Daly, and my show is brought to you by the Piano Gallery, located on the Bloomington exit, right by Bloomington Walmart. You can get a gorgeous piano for a great deal. Talk to John or Jamie. A piano makes a beautiful house a home. And S&S Mechanical. Is your furnace struggling and you're tight on money? With S&S Mechanical, save up to $2,000 or pay no interest for 48 months on a Trane system. Call them at 628-4334 or ssairconditioning.com.
Listen, man. Adding fractions is no big deal.
Nah?
Nah. You just gotta find what they call the common denominator. Let me show you.
All right.
Now, see these bottom numbers?
Yeah.
These are the denominators. That one's a 4 and that one's an 8.
Mm-hmm.
You just double both of these numbers so that becomes an 8 too. Then you add them up.
Man, you sure make this easy.
Charles Bennett always dreamed that after college he'd return to the old neighborhood as a teacher. But without the money for tuition, only half of his dream came true. He's back in the old neighborhood.
Well, enough math. I gotta deliver these sandwiches.
Oh, sure.
Please support the United Negro College Fund. Call 1-800-332-UNCF. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. A public service brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
No matter what stage of business you're in, you're bound to run into questions. At State Bank's Business Solutions Center, our team is here to help you navigate real-world business challenges. Should I expand my space? How do I automate payroll? Can I afford equipment upgrades? Whether you're just getting your license, planning steady growth, or tackling your next big expansion, the Business Solutions Center will provide practical resources and advice for business owners at any stage. If you have any questions about how to grow, maintain, or start a business, come by for a visit. We'll be ready to listen and point you in the right direction. You'll get sound advice and resources from folks you know. Stop by your Business Solutions Center inside State Bank's St. George Boulevard branch today and come away feeling better about tomorrow. State Bank of Southern Utah, member FDIC.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hi there. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. You can actually go to katedalyradio.com. You can get the podcasts. And also yesterday we talked a little bit about the Gulen Network, charter schools and where those are. You can find those. that podcast is great. It's up. And of course, you can email me, kate@katedalyradio.com. Make sure you get over to Inside Out Hyperbarics. Give them a call because they're doing some phenomenal things over there for people with inflammation. And also, they are really taking care of people in pain. It's a great way to get rid of pain, but also to do it so easy. It's a you're in an oxygen chamber, breathing in that pure oxygen. It's amazing, and it's a great experience. A couple of sessions can just really change things for you. So by all means, get over and talk to Ryan over at Inside Out Hyperbarics. They're down by Little Caesars on 700 South, and you can find them easily. They're so good at what they do, and plus they just know their stuff. Veterans can have the machines after when they're not being used.
Right.
So it's amazing. Anyway, InsideOutHyperbarics.com. You can go to the website and check it out. So we're talking about Washington City. Let's take the first caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Might I just tune off of Washington City for just a moment with what President Trump said a few days ago about various sundry countries smelling like an outhouse? People who haven't traveled the world really don't know how blessed we are here in America, even Washington City. But many of these cities, Karachi, New Delhi, Bangkok, Cairo, many of the cities in the Middle East where we're fighting, it's like going back, 50, 60, 70 years here in America and living in the middle of an outhouse or outhouses that each of your neighbor has had. And for being a racist, that this is, I have traveled through most of the world, and many of these African countries, the lines run right down either the side if they have gutters off the side of the road or right down the middle of the road.
Yep.
That's where all the human waste, everything goes. These places stink like a old-fashioned outhouse that we used to use in the 40s and 50s and earlier here in America and even later.
Well, thanks
so
for that.
So he was not really that far off.
Okay. Well, thank
the
you.
Beaten path.
Hey, I'm one that agrees with you. Yep. Thank you very much. I completely agree.
So here's another important part of this Washington City thing.
Okay.
No citizens of the city, none of the just residents of the city complained about this. The original effort to have this done was started by the Southwest Utah Public Health Department, a government agency.
Yeah.
They're the ones that made the issue based on the fact that teenagers had a tremendous use in e-cigarettes. Except in Washington County, they haven't had and law enforcement has not busted any of these places for selling to minors. So that hasn't been an issue here.
Right. That's true. Yeah, that's true.
Anyway.
I don't know. I was asked about pornography. How would I think? It is sort of like the issue that's always brought out, no matter what the city... What about pornography shops? Obviously, I wouldn't like a pornography shop. And there are a lot of court cases across the United States where cities have ousted that particular industry, that and strip clubs, because of decency, right?
Well,
decency and quality of life. New York did quality of life.
And a decision by the Supreme Court in the 1970s. Yeah.
So a city can have a standard of quality of life. But what does electronic cigarettes have to do with that? I mean, if we ban electronic cigarettes, then why aren't they banning cigarettes too? Why aren't they banning alcohol? So I think it's a different field than, say, strip clubs and pornography.
Yeah.
Strip clubs and pornography are a separate issue. To lump that and electronic cigarettes together, I don't think that's fair because they're not even in the same ballpark. So anyway, let's take the caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes, actually, they are the same issue. There's been several federal federal court rulings over the years. 73, when they started talking about per interest and no redeeming value of obscene materials and so forth, and then we had 2002 is what Uncle Milty is referring to, where they reference community standards, but that was mainly for child pornography and what you sell to children. But the whole point here, the federal government has no authorization at all, no more than your dog does, to be ruling on obscenities and pornography at all. I'd like to ask anybody to call in and tell me what enumerated power given to the granted to the federal government is in the Constitution for them to have any say on that. So in that respect, they are the same. And the principle of freedom, live and let live, man is allowed to do whatever he wants to do so long as he does not violate the equal rights of others.
Mm-hmm.
And so there is no, and Bastiak said the same thing in the law.
Okay,
so there is absolutely no, in principle, no right for the Washington to ban those cigarettes, electronic cigarettes, which actually reduces and prevents cancer because people turn to them instead of turning using cigarettes, which is actually deadly, as we all know.
Mm-hmm.
So they actually reduce the rate of cancer deaths from tobacco.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a byproduct. But the main point is the principle. Everything in government, those are destroyed freedom. They always do it in principle. And the only way we can find is in principle. You have a right to put in your body what you so choose to.
Mm-hmm.
And that's that's the X message, and that's freedom.
We've already said that on the show. What I'm talking about is, okay, so a pornography show, a pornography store, a strip club, if they want to go into a city, now, we're not talking federal, we're just talking city, what can a city do?
Yeah, well, that's up to the city.
That's what we just said.
But it's not right for them to ban, because in principle, it's a bad idea, because you're giving the government the right, in principle, to decide what goes into what
mm-hmm.
you read,
yeah.
your freedom of speech, what you view. And when it comes to tobacco, what you inhale, and the same thing applies to drugs. So you're giving them control of your life in principle and ways that you should not be doing. Now, the city can do it, but we all should oppose it, those of us who stand for liberty and justice in the Constitution.
Okay. So you don't look at that. Okay. So I don't like the electronic cigarette ban, because I think that's it's in the same category as alcohol and cigarettes and everything else to me. Pornography is different to me. Pornography, a strip club in the middle of a residential town would be very different to me if the city, I wouldn't like one in my city. If the city voted no, I live in my city because I like my city. But do I want them telling me what to put in my body? No. But do I want a strip club in the middle of the city? No. So what would you say to that?
Okay, I agree. I wouldn't want it either.
Yeah.
But you're giving the power to government mm-hmm. in principle that can take away your freedoms almost everywhere. So you say they cannot mm-hmm. violate property rights.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're exposing breasts or whatever, women to the neighbors and things like that, if they're doing anything that pushes this mm-hmm. beyond their own property, then there's a violation there. But you don't give that right to the city. Now, what the main problem here is us. The responsibility is on us to teach our children that this is ungodly, and that mm-hmm. this is appealing to a sinful mm-hmm. Nature mm-hmm. of our lives. It's our responsibility to do that. It's not the government's right to take over our freedoms, and that's what you're doing in principle. So, yes, I would oppose it, too. And the big thing is we need to teach everybody not to go to those places by teaching our mm-hmm. children proper godly values. That's where the work needs to be done, and not turn it all over to government, because when you turn it over to government, you're turning them over, your control, your life, your freedoms over to them.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah.
We
pretty much agree.
Yeah, but
anyway, go ahead.
That's the big dilemma. You can't have it both ways. You mm-hmm. can't say, well, as long as I agree with it, it's okay.
Right, right, right.
But that's what we do as a mm-hmm. people. As mm-hmm. a people, we say, well, we don't like this, so let's let the city make an ordinance against it. I liked it much better. When there was a porn shop in Mesquite,
mm-hmm.
and people used to stay outside of it and write down license numbers mm-hmm. and dissuade people from
mm-hmm.
going there.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was great. Far better than the government making a law against it.
Sure, sure.
You know, if you don't want your mm-hmm. minister to see you going in,
mm-hmm.
and then don't go there when he's parked outside writing down your license.
Is there
number.
A difference between a city saying there are three things out there in our bylaws we do not want to have? Everybody vote on it. This is what our city will have, okay? if they passed, they could have passed a soda ban today, and I would feel the same way.
Right.
Like, they're getting way too carried away, way too into our business and what we take into our bodies and things like that. So it's the same to me. I mean, but can a city do that? Can a city say, okay, everybody vote on this. If you want to live in this city, this is our this is our standard. This is our quality of life. I guess that's probably one of the questions people out there would have. Can they say, well, no to strip clubs, no to huge, big lighted signage because it might bother all the neighbors?
Mm-hmm.
Can they do that? Should they do that? And I guess that's the other question.
I think they can do that. And as long as the citizens of that city
mm-hmm.
are happy with it, fine. But when you start having arguments,
right. Saying
that somebody moves in
yeah.
that doesn't care.
Yep.
And eventually growth causes mm-hmm. problems
mm-hmm.
too with that.
Yeah.
You know, we bring in people from other parts of the country come here. They didn't have a problem with that on the edge of town having the local porn store.
Right. Right. And I did actually like that the people stepped up and went down. I thought it was good too.
Yeah. No,
I mean, because the people did. I mean,
because that's the people speaking,
nixed
it. Not the
yeah.
government.
Yeah. No, I get that. I get that. What I was asking more is local community says this is our standard, kind of our little mini constitution within our city.
Mm-hmm.
St. George has a constitution.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have these little constitutions, and what do the people want? And what do the people allow in the local market?
And yes,
right?
They can.
Mm-hmm.
The problem, of course, is when they do that, is it based on a particular religion?
Yeah,
yeah,
and then you can get into problems.
Yeah.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. Caller, you're live.
My question is do they do that at the expense of someone else's liberty?
Right.
Yeah.
Can they?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great question. Yeah, absolutely.
Did I say that your liberties are, that they can't?
Yep.
Again, do they swear an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution?
Yes, they do.
Or is it just...
Yeah, absolutely.
They just stick their finger in the air and say, this feels right, we're going to do this.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Some people want it.
That's true. But, you know, okay, thank you. I'm going to take you off the air. But, okay, so I am a store, and I want my liberty to do the store I want to do. But the city tells me, no, they deny permits. They
mm-hmm.
deny permits all the time.
All the time.
Okay. And so what are they basing that on? Are they basing it on competition because of the person already there? Or are they basing it on they don't like the business? What are they basing it on? Because really and truly, they're controlling those freedoms every day in free enterprise, correct? So that in of itself is kind of a problem because they're controlling capitalism in their own city. They have that power.
So we get to an issue of trust. Mm-hmm. We elect a city council. Do we trust that city council to be principled, or are they just going to do everything on a whim?
Mm-hmm. Or you know, do everything to their preference.
To their preference,
right.
To what they think is best.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody asked the community about this. The health department and the city council made this decision.
Yeah.
The citizens of Washington City did not make this decision. And I'm sure there are many that are unhappy about it. But they need to. If they don't speak out, they're mm-hmm. going to have what they have.
Should the citizens be able to be in on the decision of every permit given?
If they go to the meetings when
mm-hmm.
these are, if they go to the city council meetings, they would be in on it.
Yeah, true. Very, very true.
But the city council can't say, well, since nobody showed up, we're going to assume they agree.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you assume they just didn't have time because you held it at 3:00 in the afternoon, you know?
Right. Yeah. They do that a lot.
Yeah. So that's a bad excuse. Well, mm-hmm. nobody showed up at the
right.
city council meeting, so.
Yeah. I like living in a nice city. I don't want them in my business telling me what to eat and drink. I think most people would agree with that. I'm pretty sure. At least they should. If they did this with soda, everybody would be up in arms. So,
absolutely.
So that... It's a tough one. I know it's a tough one because you have to go back to the principle. Yet I can understand how people are feeling. I was miffed when I saw that article. I thought, seriously? Because I just thought it was kind of an innocuous thing to try and ban, just as I would soda.
Well, there is an argument that it's better because at least it's keeping them away from the actual tobacco.
Yeah. All right. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Hi, this is Dr. Jen Myers with Balanced Healthcare. Can you imagine having precision-based healthcare that is specific to you? Well, what if I told you that is the future of medicine and the future is now at Balanced Healthcare? Exciting, right? Imagine we can actually look at your genetics so we can personalize treatment and care. No more guessing, no more practicing inside the box as that form of medicine does not work. Look, we can't change the hand we are dealt, but now we can recognize possible genetic mutations, look at lifestyle choices, and the environment in which we live. Your genes make you special and unique, and that's exactly how we will approach your care at Balanced Healthcare. If you're tired of the conventional approach or being told that a medication, supplement, or fancy diet that works for everyone will work for you, let us customize your care specifically to you, for you. Schedule your genetic testing with me, Dr. Jen, at Balanced Healthcare.
Hey, it's Steve Dempsey at Garage Doors Only. Yes, after 28 years of serving St. George with Dixie Door and the Garage Door Doctor, I am proud to announce that I am now partnered with Garage Doors Only. We cover St. George, Mesquite, and all surrounding areas. We sell quality products from Clopay and Liftmaster and service all brands. We have great technicians and installers that can handle any job, commercial or residential. So, for new construction or remodel or basic service and repair, come by and see us for all your garage door needs at Garage Doors Only, located at 689 North Bluff, or call 435-868-1200.
The all-new 2018 Toyota Camry needs no introduction because it announces itself. With its lower, wider stance, its sleek lines, and muscular shape, this fully redesigned Camry steals the spotlight. And with its luxurious, finely crafted interior, it doesn't just put you in the cockpit, it keeps you there. The all-new Camry also comes standard with Toyota Safety Sense, an active safety package that helps protect you and your loved ones. Put all those seductive features together and you'll wonder where this car has been your whole life. Get 0.9% APR for 72 months on the all-new 2018 Camry with $1,427 per thousand borrowed. These offers end January 31st. Toyota, let's go places.
APR approved credit from Toyota Financial Services. Drivers are responsible for their own safe driving. Always pay attention to your surroundings and drive safely. System effectiveness is dependent on many factors including road, weather, and vehicle conditions. See owner's manual for additional limitations and details. Offers end January 31st, 2018.
Visit Stephen Way Toyota in St. George, or for more information, please log on to Toyota.com. Toyota.
This is Kate Daly, and I love my sponsors. The Sweet Tooth Fairy is ready to cater your next special event. From baby showers to wedding receptions, birthday parties, or corporate events, no order is too big. The Sweet Tooth Fairy in the Pineview Plaza, or online at sweettoothfairy.com. And Home Flooring Connection. Not only does Home Flooring Connection provide the best flooring around, now they offer window coverings. Check them out today on Bluff Street across from Fabulous Freddy's.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Well, woman I love is named Ramona. She kind of looks like Tempest Storm, and she dance like a little Egypt. She works down the snake farm. Snake farm, it just sounds nasty. Snake farm, it pretty much is snake farm. It's a reptile house, snake farm.
Thank you, Ray Wiley Hubbard.
Great song.
Bringing our tunes today. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. Local hour, taking local calls and talking about local issues. We're just talking about all the different situations that come up. I really wish that would have been to a city vote. I think instead of just the council deciding on electronic cigarettes, businesses in town, they have three. Those three are going to stay, and they're not going to have any more come in, correct? So,
sure.
But
that's fair.
Well, it's not fair to the next guy that wants to do that. But
how do you do that? How do you tell somebody, no, you can't open up a smoke shop? We already have three, and we've made an ordinance against new ones.
Yeah.
That what that leaves open is for the city council to let their relatives open the three smoke shops that exist and not let any competition in.
You're so cynical.
Well, I mean, but that's what the door opens.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I mean, we have decency laws. You can't run down the street naked, okay? That does violate somebody's liberty, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yet, we have those laws in place. And how do people feel about those laws? I mean, there's human decency to me. Porn would fall under that. There's not too many businesses that fall under that category except for porn and strip clubs. I'm not quite sure there'd be any other ones.
And when I run down the street naked, nobody complains.
Well, I don't know. You're just running so fast you don't hear them. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. So I guess it's always been kind of a separate issue than soda.
Yes.
Prohibition of the 20s or electronic cigarettes. I feel like people should have the freedom to do that. Because to me, the next step would be, well, then just say cigarettes can't be sold in the city. And then of say course. Alcohol can't be sold in the city. And of then course. Say, you know, and that wouldn't be fair.
That is...
It wouldn't be fair. As much as I don't like those things, it wouldn't be fair to everyone else. So can't make that decision for other people. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to go back to this real fundamental principle of what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Stay with the pornography as an example. You're taking away somebody's liberty when you say you can't view this or you can't read this. Mm-hmm. And some people believe that's their pursuit of happiness, whether we think it's harmful to be viewing pornography and so forth. And when we do that, the principle there is we're giving over to your local community the power to determine what we view and what we read.
Mm-hmm.
And getting to the point in this country when we start promoting or start exposing the crimes of the Bundys or promoting liberty in a certain way, the government is calling that radical, they're calling it a domestic terrorist. We're going down that slippery slope to ban what is good for us.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't allow that principle to be violated. So if somebody wants to open up a shop, so long as other people don't have to purchase it or see it and so forth, and a person wants to go buy that, then that's our choice. We don't think it's good for them. Mm-hmm. We need to do our best to convince the person that it's not good for you.
Mm-hmm.
But if we're taking away the liberty of all of us in principle if we ban that sort of thing.
Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah.
And that's the bottom line.
Yep. So, yeah.
If you have the right to tell me I can't buy an electronic cigarette, then why don't I have the right to tell you you don't have the right to dye your hair blonde?
Yeah.
What's the difference?
435-673-1450. 435-673-1450. 888-673-1450. Yeah, you have a point. I realize that it's tough to please an entire city. I get
sure
that.
Sure it is.
But I remember when St. George put in something that they wanted to, like, I made a joke of it because I was like, the city council member is going to move in with you and declare whether you're decent or not and whether you can have your business and then give you your license. They'll be staying with you for a month to let you know. And, you know, I think, I'll take the caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate.
Hi there.
I think you are fascinating, just by the way. I want you to know that.
Thank you.
I want the people to really hear this out. We're really looking for equality among our people, and we're really looking at bringing in people as a whole. Now, do I agree with pornography? Do I agree with, you know, having all these other things brought into the city? No. Although, let's look at it as a business owner's perspective.
Right.
If I'm a business owner and wanting to bring in pornography to my state or to my, you know, to my city, look what city you're going into. If you're going into a posh city, they're probably not going to want, you know, your sleaze down in the middle of town. Although jurisdiction is also something of an issue for the city council. So they need to consider jurisdiction. Are they going to put it in the middle of residential? Probably not.
Right.
You know, but where would be a wise and viable place for them to put that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You're right. And that's why we have the zoning, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. And so I get it that there, I mean, obviously this brings up a lot of issues for people.
Sure,
everybody wants to make sure everybody else is doing the right thing by legislating them to death. So we get that. And I love your points too, because where is it and what are people, you know, when is the government going to step in and when are they not? And this went too far for me, I think, because it's just right along the same lines as pop and other things. I don't want somebody telling me I can't do something like that. Everybody thought New York was crazy when they did that. So, I mean, I see an issue here with this, but I get it. I totally understand. Thank you so much. Really great phone call. Yeah.
If a community mm-hmm. doesn't want something in their community, mm-hmm. you know how they tell people that? They don't go there.
Yep.
A business has there to make profit. If nobody's taking part in the mm-hmm. profit end of the business by
right.
by going there and buying their product, they're not going to stay.
Yeah,
you don't have to legislate it.
Yep.
If the majority,
people will speak out.
The
yeah.
people will speak out by saying, well, we don't buy that. When nobody here smokes.
Yeah.
You can open it, but you're going to go broke.
Yes. As yep.
That's how it works. Not the government has decided.
the government has levied a decision.
Yeah. The city council in their wise...
Oh, man. No, it brings up great questions, though. And you're
it
right.
It does, but mostly it should just make people think.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Mm-hmm. Yep. As my 15-year-old would say, you right. No, I'm just kidding. yeah. He would tease and say that. Anyway. Yeah, I agree. And you're right. A business like... There's a lot of businesses that wouldn't profit in my city
right.
that probably wouldn't go there. I remember when store wanted to go in the middle of town that had guns, shooting practice, and the next door business didn't want it in. Remember that? And
yes.
So there was a big hullabaloo about that and making sure that he couldn't go in because, you know.
Yeah, it was the next door was a place for battered women.
And so they thought the gunshots would
scare them.
Even though they might not have been able to even hear them.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That was a little weird one, but they won out.
Yeah.
They won out.
Yeah.
They got the public to agree with them.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Weird times. Weird times. Where do we draw the line? By the way, I just wanted to mention, Romney is a fascinating character. He's now all for climate change, thinks it's a huge danger now. He switched his stance again.
He's no longer in favor of...
No, he doesn't... Yeah, he's saying that it's a danger now. So
it is a danger.
Yeah, the climate change hoax. Now it's a danger. So
see, I'm confused already.
I know. So he's going to go in now and... Why is he buying into this garbage?
Because he wants to get elected to a conservative Senate.
even Trump said it was a hoax. For Pete's sakes. It is a hoax. That's why I could not believe that, by the way, when I read that today. I just couldn't believe it. Hi, caller. Well, no, I can. Hi, caller. It just is nuts to me. Anyway, he's got all the money behind him now. Everyone's backing him.
Really?
And, yeah. When he was running for president, they wouldn't, you know, as much. A lot of them would up in Salt Lake. But, yeah. Anyway, he thinks that he's now touting climate change as the big... threat, a big threat to us. Also, the governor initiated assembled a team to tackle the surge in teen suicides. This is another area the government should not be in, is our mental health. Increasingly, they are in every aspect. And they just want to be right in the thick of what's going on in your life and why.
Yeah.
And why you have mental illness. This drives me nuts.
Well, we on the other hand, though, we know government's really good at solving problems.
Mm-hmm.
So why not have a task force that the government puts together to try to solve a problem that they'll never solve?
Mm-hmm. You know, if a church wants to help with a program.
Great idea.
Nonprofit wants to help with a program. If a person wants to help with a program, that's great. Not so much the government. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, guys. How are you today?
Good. How are you doing?
Really good.
Good.
On this topic with the local
mm-hmm.
regulation.
Right.
You know, it's kind of a double-edged sword. On one hand, you know, I think our communities have a right to somewhat control the environment. I mean, we all move to places like this for a reason. Mm-hmm. I moved here because the area that I was living in had got so bad that I didn't want my kids growing up there.
Okay.
Crime and drug dealing and all kinds of things like that that were going on.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so I think that it's important that the community has the input, you know, like if they do want to open an adult bookstore or a strip club or something like that, I think that's something that is the community.
You think what? You think what about that?
I think that the community has a right to mm-hmm. have their input on what kinds of things like that are allowed.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I think it's important that everybody's rights are protected too, and that it's a level playing field.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have personally, in this community, dealt with situations where I was dealing with inspectors that were trying to make me follow regulations. And I'll just give you an example. When I opened my store,
mm-hmm.
I had out flyers and signs showing that we had a grand opening.
Right.
And they weren't out for a week before I had somebody from the local, from St. George City, come in mm-hmm. and tell me, you need to go get those out or I'm going to give you a citation. Now, you know, I walked out with him and looked at them because I was aware of the fact that there were businesses all along Bluff Street that had, like the tire shop, had mm-hmm. stacks of tires with signs on them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I walked out there and I said, okay, you're telling me these are illegal because they're temporary signage. What? And I just pointed out
right.
probably six or seven businesses going up Bluff Street. I said, what about all of those?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, I don't know about those. I'm telling you, yours are illegal and you better get them out and you have, it was, I think it was 30 days
right.
Before they give you a citation.
Yeah.
But that's the kinds of things I have a problem with. And it went even further. When I rented a building here, I signed a lease and went into to get a permit for a sign on the building that I'd leased. Mm-hmm. And when I got in there, the building was shared with another business.
Hmm.
And the city told me, you can't have a sign on the front of that building because the other business that's in there has got a sign on the building, and they've taken up all the sign frontage that's available for that building.
Super.
And I said, well, I just signed a 5-year lease on this building.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, you should have thought about that before you rented it.
Yeah.
They didn't care that, mm-hmm. you know, my life was, and my livelihood was mm-hmm. on the line.
Yeah.
And they were not giving me any options
right.
or willing to work with me at all.
Yeah, we're short on time, but I appreciate that. That really spells out what business owners are up against, too.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Love the phone call. You know, at the end of the day, the government cannot stand in the way of the people in free enterprise. They can't. I get it. Trust me, I get it. There are some things I would not like to see in the city, but I realize at the end of the day, you have to go back to that principle and you have to say, nope, you can't stand in the way.
Yep.
Period. So the people, though, can have a great influence on what comes in. I get it. I totally get it. And I understand. And that it was just surprising to me when they voted against that. I thought that was kind of, it was just interesting. I thought, wow, that's a whole new venue.
Yeah.
I guess Pop's next. Oops, sorry about that. Anyway, all right, we'll be right back. Start the national show, and we got a lot of topics to discuss, so don't go anywhere. This is the Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com.
Absolute Comfort Spa and Pool is celebrating the new year with a clearance sale on all 2017 hot tubs and swim spas. Big discounts on models from four of the world's top-rated brands. And free premium accessories will save you hundreds, if not thousands of dollars. Easy, local financing is available with payments starting as low as $89. If you're considering putting in a pool, save yourself time, money, and frustration with a swim spa instead. Call 275-4017 or visit AbsoluteComfortUtah.com.
Save every day at Finley Hyundai.
Finley Hyundai kicks off the new year with a bang. Get 0% APR for 72 months on a 2018 Hyundai Elantra.
Get a big bang with great fuel economy
and the dynamic design of 2018 Tucson
for as little as $239 a month.
Hyundai comes with Hyundai Assurance,
America's best warranty.
10 years, 100,000 miles powertrain limited warranty.
Get more bang for your buck
at Finley Hyundai on the savings side of the freeway.
Because we believe in you.
Finley Hyundai, StGeorge.com.
On approved credit through HMF, 36 monthly.
93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George, 98.5 FM, Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS, HD4, Leeds.
Live from New